This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. MegaFest, the four-day faith and family festival put on by Dallas Bishop T.D. Jakes, kicked off this morning. Organizers promise a bigger, better MegaFest, with a focus on bringing economic empowerment to underserved communities.
Let Dallas hear you shout!
In the past, MegaFest has brought in crowds as large as 90,000, with star-studded guests like Oprah Winfrey and director Tyler Perry. This year, MegaFest promises to be even more mega.
Somebody shout MegaFest! MegaFest! Make your way to MegaFest! From the north!
This year, 100,000 people are expected to flood into the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center this weekend. Sponsors include Toyota and PepsiCo. There'll be sessions on starting businesses and opportunities in film, STEM outreach for women and girls, and a Shark Tank-like competition for enterprising middle and high school students. A winning business pitch gets them 50 grand. T.D. Jakes says this year's MegaFest is all about uplifting those in need.
We have to create opportunities. So in the midst of festivities and fun and spirituality, we are also looking for ways that people can have opportunities to feed their families, pay off their college bills, and things that are relevant to Americans today.
The festival plans to uplift in more ways than one. Philip Jones is the president and CEO of Visit Dallas. He says the event injects a lot into the economy.
$60 million in economic impact, $32 million in direct spend. And last time we hosted this in 2015, we had people from around the world, literally 32 countries in all 50 states.
This is the third MegaFest to be hosted in Dallas. Jones hopes to keep it here in 2019, 2021, and so on. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.